With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After warning Houthi rebels to stop attacking ships in the Red Sea, the U.S. and Britain launched a military strike, bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed rebels. In a White House statement, President Biden said the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. U.K. Defense Minister James Heapy talked about the airstrikes in a Sky interview.
Now, no matter what you think of the Houthi argument about, their support for Hamas, we can't allow the Houthis to ransom the free flow of global trade in order to make that point.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal aviation officials are investigating Boeing's role in ensuring the safety of a jet panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane last week during a flight.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating whether or not Boeing made sure that fuselage panel that blew off the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet was safe and if it was manufactured to meet the design that regulators had approved.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Many parts of the country are dealing with or getting ready for more wintry weather. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service says a storm in the Pacific Northwest is going to bring some bitter, bitter cold.
We're expecting temperatures, compared to normal, to be 15 to 25 degrees below normal as it moves through.
It's one of a number of sprawling storms bringing everything from wind chills in South Dakota that are life-threatening, according to the National Weather Service, to the possibility of tornadoes in the South. In the Midwest, schools are closed. This is SRN News. Many of America's pastors have thought about quitting. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, 53% of pastors say they have seriously considered leaving the ministry at some point over the last 4 years. Researcher Scott Thuma says, quote, "The further we are from the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the more we observe larger percentages of clergy pondering alternatives to their present congregation, vocation, or both." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right prime minister says his government will soon submit legislation allowing civil marriage for gay couples. That's despite reservations from some of his party's own lawmakers and the country's powerful Orthodox Church. However, the PM says the proposed law will not extend the right to future parenthood through surrogate mothers to same-sex couples, an issue that has divided Greek society. This is SRN News. A preliminary review finds no connection between suicidal thoughts and a new class of diabetes and obesity drugs.
But U.S. Food and Drug Administration officials say they cannot definitively rule out that a small risk may exist for those taking medications such as Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. The agency said Thursday it will continue to review reports that some patients taking the drugs or similar ones had thoughts of suicide or attempted self-harm. The agency says people taking the drugs should report any concerns to their health care providers. Keith Peters reporting.
An Airbus plane operated by United Airlines had to cut short a flight after crews got a door indicator warning this week. The Chicago-bound jet landed in Tampa. It took off later after the issue was addressed. The incident was different from the Boeing MAX 9 incident of last week. More at SRNnews.com.